Hi, I'm Jake Coleman. I just bought my first rental property, a single-family home in Florida. Brand new, it contains 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. In and of itself, that might not sound so unusual. However, I'm 13 and a half years old. To me, investing in real estate makes sense. I want to play too, I announced to my parents when I saw them playing a new board game about 3.5 years ago. The game board reminded me of Monopoly. The game looked like fun, and it had an interesting name. Playing Cashflow 101 was entertaining, but at the same time I found myself learning about a lot of things that I didn't know existed. I also felt myself being drawn to the information, which was kind of surprising. I didn't expect details about what a good investment property looked like and how to read a balance sheet to appeal to me. The game showed me the difference between an asset and a liability and how to analyze the numbers in an investment. It wasn't hard to learn and the math was pretty simple. I just hadn't seen numbers applied in that way before. Best of all, I saw there was another approach to money that I hadn't considered. Sure, I like to spend money, but the idea of acquiring it the way the game suggested was so new to me. Before the game, I thought property meant the house you lived in. Now I understood why there were 4 lease signs on buildings. People who owned the buildings wanted to rent space for money. Real estate had value. But real estate wasn't the only investment I learned about. Understanding the difference between a stock and a mutual fund was a basic piece of information that came in handy. The game convinced me that in order to make money in the stock market, you must know what you're doing. After we played the game, my parents and I would talk about what did work and what didn't work, and why. The first time I played, it took me a couple of hours to get out of the rat race. A couple of years ago, we started playing Cashflow 202, which is the advanced version of Cashflow 101. Now I can get out of the rat race in less than 30 minutes. The great thing about the games is that they gave me the facts I needed to know before making a move. I began to see that I could apply the rules of the game to real life. When you know what you're doing, risks get a lot smaller. There's a lot less fear involved about going forward with your plans. When I was about 6 or 7 years old, I opened a lemonade stand in front of our house, which is located across the street from a church. My business soon became a hit with the hot and thirsty people streaming out of the church after weekend services that were held 4 times a day. By reinvesting my profits into the business, I bought a small shave ice machine and began offering flavored ice along with the lemonade. On hot summer days, people would be lined up around the block to buy from me. I was sold out almost every week. Soon, I was able to buy my first computer with the profits. To do that, I added money I earned by helping my dad in his business, as well as washing cars and doing odd jobs around the house. My folks always supported me in my businesses, and they've helped me learn about material cost versus selling price, how labor costs affect profit, like the times my friends helped me at the lemonade stand and I paid them, and the importance of good marketing and promotion. In the 5th grade, I started making custom candles. That year in school, candle making was an elective. I discovered that I liked to create candles. Even better, I discovered that people liked to buy them. One day, my parents and I were eating in a favorite local restaurant when I noticed that every table held a candle. I saw an opportunity, and I asked the owner how I could help supply him with candles. We struck a deal for a monthly bulk order. I borrowed about $500 from my mom to get started. I had to figure out whether making the candles by hand would be cost-effective. Trying to determine how many I could make before school, after school, and on weekends was part of the process. When I saw that making the candles myself wouldn't be the best way to go, I did some research on the internet and located a candle supply company. Not only did I find a good source of finished candles, I found better supplies for my custom-made candles, too. Knowing a steady supply of finished candles were available, I went to other restaurants and talked to the owners. I offered them incentives like free delivery, and yes, they listened to me and believed in my ability to fulfill my commitment despite my age. I didn't disappoint them. Recently, I took my kid to our synagogue's Hanukkah celebration, which was also a fundraiser, and invited kids to make their own candles. They loved it. I sold out all the custom-made theme candles I brought with me to their parents, and I donated a portion of what I received back to the synagogue. I know how important giving back is.